Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, rundown. It is June 14th. Brought to you by CBDMD. As a leader in the CBD industry, CBDMD is committed to providing high
quality. Hubs. Sorry. What? I didn't do shit. Hubs. Sit there with the mic.
Oh, we don't have a mic guy?
Yeah. What's I don't know where Tommy is. I have no idea.
The free CBD. I'll start this read over for the credit of CBDMD. As a leader in the CBD industry, CBDMD is committed to providing high-quality, free CBD oil products to so many world-class athletes. Turning to CBDMD, you can be sure you're getting a safe, clean product. From tinctures to topicals to both to bath bombs and even pet products, they have something for everybody. I love using CBDMD to relax and recharge after a workout. To make it easier to discover the potential of CBD for yourself, CBDMD is offering 25% off to our listeners with the promo code RUNDOWN. That's CBDMD.com with promo code RUNDOWN. Okay, we're going to get into it. A lot of fight topics today. We're going to start with college baseball and the College World Series. Omaha right around the corner. And Ben Mintz, my God.
Buried us.
I can't believe people still give out.
Give he came over to me on Friday and he was like, LSU plus 275, their coach is retiring, and I was like, well, this sounds incredible. Last Dance, they got beat 2-0, like, they were out before I even blinked.
To be fair, though, that's a good tip.
Well, like, what about...
No, they didn't even win a game!
It didn't go south, but something like you said, you were like, I love it, you know, Last Dance. It usually works.
No, well...
I'm trying to defend it.
What about Arkansas, number one team in the country. So I asked him because literally has been on sabbatical for 4 months just watching college baseball. Nobody does that. So he should know more about college baseball, supposedly watching it, than anybody in the world. So I'm like, hey, Mincy, we're paying you to just watch college baseball, make videos for the 8 people in the country who care about regular season college baseball. So give me your pick. He goes through a spreadsheet. He gives me the number one team in the country. Arkansas.
Wow, they're probably going to win. They're going to win.
Do you know what I thought of, Dave? I don't think we can do it. All right, we'll wait until he comes back. He's got so much Arkansas gear.
They didn't send me. They didn't send me it. I went and bought it myself.
I'm going to get a sick shirt. That's a sick shirt.
That is cool.
They're dead.
But it's bad memories.
This all sitting in my office Monday, I send to the wrong address. Like, whatever, I'll get into the College World Series. I'm tweeting about them. They win the first game by 20 runs, then get bounced by NC State. He gave out the picks. Like Dan said, he gave LSU obliterate. Never in it.
Never in
Texas it. Tech was minus 150. That's a favorite. They lost the first game to Stanford 15-3 and lost the second game, 9-1?
9-0.
So his picks.
I got Notre Dame
West
plus
fine spot.
I got Notre Dame plus 130 to win the Mississippi State tonight. For one left.
You not only it's one thing to give picks, one thing to give losers. Those are some of the worst picks in the history of this company.
I don't know what to say because you're right. I mean, I got the dog
he also
shit.
Still going, by the way. I texted this morning. Oh, I was saying that so the Pick Central. I haven't been on Pick Central in like 6 months. The text chain. I'm still on it. And I wake up and I see Mincy being like, what is it, Old Dominion?
Dallas Baptist.
Dallas Baptist, plus 117. I replied for the first time in 6 months. I was like, You're still doing this?
What? Yeah.
You're
still cool going? Ahead, you're not what's, ahead.
I'm not ahead.
Behind, brother.
What's worse is he writes these flowery tweets congratulating every team.
The winner.
Can't wait
the
to see all that orange.
The teams that beat us
well,
in the best.
Can't wait to
the
see that all that orange from Tennessee, the Vols, and Omaha. You just bankrupted everybody, Maybe take that congratulations off.
The congratulations tweets were hurtful.
Those are just
that's
like
just
it's
kicking
putting
a man
red
ass
in someone's
eye. Yeah, it's salt in the wounds of men who just lost a lot of money.
Do we
I still
you
love
you. Bets on him?
I took a trip to Philly when he gave me all these, and I'm down six figures. I'm calling baseball. And I'm not betting big, but if you just hand out a bouquet of losers, there's no way not to be down.
Do you know what I was thinking? And obviously, I mean, Omaha, when does Omaha start? Thursday?
Saturday.
I was thinking last night, I was like, what we should do is we should make Mincy take a flight. Like, he takes like an hour or 30-minute flight, just keep going west, but he has to get a winner to get on the flight to get to Omaha. Like, or he can drive for an hour west, but he's got to give a winner. It's got to win, then he gets another hour of his trip towards Omaha.
That's the first time I've ever, like, bet on college baseball like that for the Super Regionals. It felt like championship week before the tournament. Like, I'm out before the actual tournament.
Yeah.
The fact that I didn't...
Mincy keeps...
Yeah, well...
I got
there's nothing you can do.
You know when you, too, you get... It's like, all right, I'm gonna be like a huge, like, hog guy, like, all week. I was so excited to jump
on. Yeah, I was so excited about it, too.
He texted me on Friday. He's like, got him 7-1.
Yeah. And they were minus.
Yeah.
It went to 5-1 before the tournament started, and it was plus 180 going into last week.
Oh, stink. I don't know what to do.
The most college baseball I've ever watched in my life.
Me too.
You introduced it into my life.
Well, I feel like I was on the way to doing something good.
I
ruined it.
I've got nothing but bad memories. I hate college baseball.
I was on the way to try to do something good.
No, I hate it.
And then I just totally messed it up.
It's all bad memories.
I hate the game.
You lose, honestly, the worst. What were your regional picks? They were
LSU plus 275, swept, 2-out.
Texas Tech
minus 150. And then I have Notre Dame plus 130, who's in game 3 tonight.
Yeah. So
I love the gold helmets.
Yeah,
and
that
the green and gold.
They should have won game 1,
no,
too.
Yeah, and they won 9-1 last night. So that one, okay, 1 out of 3 is not atrocious.
LSU won this.
You went on any of his picks?
He had one over last night. I won one and two.
He did what I did. By the time I've been out for, I had Arkansas to win the whole thing. I was hoping to at least root for them. Guy gives up a fucking 900-foot home run.
Because he has like a rubber arm. He had the best. That closer had a .7 ERA this year. They wanted to go down with him. His slider's like the Mariano Rivera cutter.
How many innings did he pitch?
He threw like 80 innings this year. They would put him in the sixth or seventh.
In the ninth inning, they gave up a home run that went 3,000 feet.
Yeah, he ran out of gas. He was a closer pitching 9 innings.
And LSU was never in it.
They were the first game they were. The first game
got
to go
anyway. Were they in it compared to Texas Tech? That was
the Texas Tech.
That's the single worst pick ever given out.
The only one I can think of that. You know what? I'm not going to say anybody.
20.
I'm just going to take
it. Our experts, our college sports experts, are not experts at all.
No.
Gonzaga and you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Right, see, I'm excited for the Omaha content. Maybe get some winners.
We damn sure can't do any worse than we did this weekend.
Oh, no. You could definitely do worse.
I had a good first weekend. I did, Dave, was doing well last Monday because it got my confidence up and it got everybody's confidence up. And then we just fell off cliff.
Did you take note of him because he was doing
I
well?
I saw him starting to brag, and it's this guy.
Pride
I mean, this
before
is
the fall.
Yesterday at 7:13. Again, not meant for public consumption. Dan, never mind. Mincy buried me. Response, Mincy put me out of business. Dan, this Arkansas game, this is before the Arkansas game ended. This Arkansas game is going to be the death of me. I'm basically dead, but this one will bury me. And I just responded, he's the worst.
I was just staggering, waiting for Arkansas to get knocked out.
and it's like, think, it's like, oh, the number one team in the country. I think NC State was plus 900 for that series. You are essentially losing the equivalent of Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson, every series.
The defense I do have on that is, in my blog previewing the Super Regionals, I said if you took Arkansas 7-1, take NC State 50-1 as insurance.
You just like in your blog, your college baseball blog, that four people, Mincy, communicate.
Three straight days of Buster Douglas.
That's.
incredible.
When Dave is simply hitting you with "you're the worst," that's when you know.
And again,
that's the peak level. That, that's
you were never supposed to know that I said "you're the worst."
I know. Now I'm fully aware.
That's how bad you are. You're the worst.
And it's just the congratulations. You're too nice of a guy.
Congratulations. Well, y'all see that Vol Orange in Omaha. Dude, you gave out LSU. I have to keep saying it. I'd respond. You gave out LSU.
I'm looking for the tweet.
I'm guilty.
If you look at my tweet.
Congrats to Vol Baseball on first NCAA World Series trip since 2005. Hoping to see a lot of fans wearing orange next week in Omaha. You gave out LSU.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. What's wrong?
Yeah.
Try to grow the damn game.
Yeah,
you know?
No. You're hurting the game. You're killing the game. You have one of the bigger media companies, and you've turned me off to college baseball for life.
I hate the game.
Yeah.
I hate
you
the game.
You have the two, like, biggest sports gamblers in the world right now. Ready. Vowing to never watch or bet on college
basketball. And you were so bad.
This
so
game sucks.
That I can't watch it. I'm out on the College World Series now.
Oh, Mincy.
Oh,
that
man.
That happens to the best of them. Giving out picks it's never a winning proposition here.
Not when you're throwing parades for the team that knock you out.
No,
every
not.
Time.
That's not the way to do it.
NBA playoffs.
Oh, thanks, Mincy.
Kyrie got hurt, so that series
I guess
got
you're welcome.
Tied.
Did you see Big Baby Davis?
Yeah. Yeah, I love Big Baby.
But he wasn't even Kyrie. He said, karma. Same foot he stomped on Lucky with.
Which get the fuck out of here.
But the best part
is karma.
It wasn't.
It wasn't. Oh, it wasn't
I'm like, I don't even care. I'm very glad he got hurt. Everyone's like, yo, injury, like LeBron, fuck, like shut up. I'm glad he got. I root for Kyrie to get injured. I don't want him to die.
That LeBron tweet, like, dude, Kyrie hates your guts.
I know
dude.
They hate each other.
Yeah,
right. Why pretend at this point?
Right.
I like LeBron more than I like Kyrie.
Wow.
That's how much I hate Kyrie.
I hate Kyrie too. It's funny you say Kyrie.
Whatever his name is, I hate him.
Yeah,
so
he's
good for
worst.
Him getting injured. I don't want him to die, but I want him not to be able to play.
I'd rather him play and lose than be injured. I want to see that.
That's the problem, though. If he plays, they may win.
Yeah.
Not to make this about LeBron, but he made it about LeBron. Did you see the ultimate LeBron move last week of like, oh, I'm out of the playoffs. Let me switch my number and have a press conference about it. He didn't do a press conference, but he had like everyone really. He's going back to six.
Dude,
it's like, hey, everyone talk about LeBron for a
day. Dude, between that, the Space Jam and Bronny Jr.'s game, he's been in the news just as much as he was in
Bronny
the playoffs
and Drake
still.
Going bananas. They do
and
that
he
every
lost.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can cross that off the list. We're going to talk about that. The 4-0 in the other series.
Dude, Chris Paul's fucking out.
Suns in four.
Huh?
Yeah.
Suns in four was the most disrespectful thing that's ever happened in a fight.
That guy went to the next level. Like, if the Nuggets had won a game, that guy's forgotten. He has to be the, like, I sing the national anthem, do the fucking torch, whatever. I don't know what the Suns do.
So we have that fight on the list. Might as well talk about that fight. We're talking about it now.
It's incredible.
He might be, like, the most, like, badass fan of all time.
All time.
He looked like he does that, like, every night. He was just, like, another fan that I put in the grave.
It's one of those, perfect videos, too, because the way that other guy... I don't know what he was doing. He shoved all that money out of his, like, pocket, smiled, and then went and got fucked. And even his reaction, he just stood there getting ragged.
What the problem was? That guy got his chain.
Yeah.
So he couldn't.
He got his chain.
When you have a fat, thick Greedo chain, you can't get away from that.
I heard a lot of people say he was a hockey guy because of the way he fought. Like, he grabbed his sweater and, like, held him there.
And it's great because that other guy threw the first punch and was the asshole, right?
Yep.
So you can root for him to get his ass.
You knew that because the crowd was actually in favor of the Suns guy
in Denver, yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he was, like,
in Denver,
the world.
Yeah.
And the two Jamal Murray jerseys running off for the cops. But the Suns in four, and then they actually do it. I took the Suns yesterday because I was like, you can't. That was like a spoiler alert. Like, the Suns are going to win in four. This guy is so confident. He has to be part of the Suns pregame celebration. Also, Colorado. Shout out Colorado. Shout out Rudy. One of the worst week and a half.
We were just talking
about
it.
They lost eight straight playoff games.
Yeah,
the Avalanche and the Nuggets.
And people their fans are getting beat up.
People were basically giving the Avs the Stanley Cup, too.
Myself included.
Yeah.
Not great.
What, we got the Sixers tonight. That series 2-1. That's Atlanta. I bet Atlanta wins tonight.
I don't know.
I think Atlanta wins tonight, evens it up.
I think the Sixers are – I feel like everyone just kind of forgot about them because we all got, the Nets and everything, and the Suns have been a big story.
We have that prop bet, too. If people did it, you could get great odds on them to win the East. They'll probably, depending on Kyrie, how bad is Kyrie, as they said?
I think he's going to be out longer than Harden. I think Harden comes back before Kyrie at this point.
Kyrie's also kind of a pussy.
Yeah, he might. He's not going to push it.
No, right.
He was wrong.
He loves being hurt.
It's the ultimate excuse.
It is very fun. You know? Like, I don't like when injuries decide a championship, but it is like, what did you expect? You have Harden and Kyrie. These guys get hurt all
glass.
The time.
Yep. Yeah.
We got a lot of fights. We already talked about the Suns and four
very
guys.
Very violent weekend.
But we had TikTok fights, which I watched. I didn't go to, but for our BFFs, I know
where
everybody.
Where was that?
It was at Hard Rock. It was at the Dolphin Stadium.
A lot of people in the crowd?
So Josh, who I do the BFF, said it was more people, better atmosphere at TikTok than Logan Paul. Logan Paul.
I saw the tweet saying it was like 30,000 people.
Sunday night.
For what?
For the TikTok. Like we fought in front of 30,000.
It could be. I didn't get the exact numbers. I'm dying to know the pay-per-view numbers. Mm-hmm. Social media, it was way bigger than the UFC. And they were actually entertaining. They were far more entertaining than the Logan Paul versus Mayweather, because much like Rough and Rowdy, these guys didn't do defense. They were just hitting each other.
There was
probably three clinches in the entire night.
Yeah.
So it was entertaining stuff. Smoke. He's not my boy, but he got destroyed.
He got obliterated.
And they were wearing... Now, I would have bet on that, because we interviewed the kid who fought him, and I didn't know nothing about him. He was recruited... full boat by Rick Majerus, played basketball
played
at St. Louis.
D1 basketball.
So that's
Rick Majerus shat the towel.
He's a D1 athlete. Yes. He's 3 inches taller and 20 pounds heavier.
He said that, I was like, that's
not
instant.
A good sign.
So he destroyed them. They were also wearing pillows as gloves.
Yeah.
Really?
You know how we deal with that in different states? Yeah. They had, I think, 16 or 20 ounce gloves, which made it.
Well, that was the one guy who got robbed, was like clearly robbed, right?
Yeah, that was the guy who fought Austin McBroom. That's the guy who fought Taylor Holder.
He was yelling afterwards. Yeah. So let's go down to 16.
There would have been a lot more knockdowns if they used the smaller gloves.
20 is crazy.
Yeah, it was
16, 20. I think that's the only thing that saved Bryce Hall's life.
Yeah, he was getting smoked.
Shots to the head, man. That's the guy who claims he was in over 40 street fights.
40 street fights. Now, he has been a bunch of 40. I will give him credit. He handled it the exact right way.
I haven't been the
biggest Bryce Hall, but even after, he's like, I saw his Instagram, he's like, your favorite 0-1 boxer partying. He was with him.
I don't give him credit because you have to.
Yeah. 5 mil. Yeah. Guaranteed to go.
Your boy Gruen was saying he's not going to get any of the money, though.
What?
Gruen went on like a Twitter thread being like, the company that like put that on is like, he was like, you're not getting that money.
No.
I don't know if that's just like
shit-talking. Gruen has been saying that from the beginning.
Yeah.
I think he is. I thought he got it paid beforehand. It's all going to be the pay-per-views because they paid so much money and they had huge talent performing.
Out, like, the purses, if you
will. Yeah. Well, if you guarantee one guy $5 million, like I heard a guy early got like $500,000, so you're going to have to do at least a million pay-per-views.
What
you think that like the TikTok, like the younger TikTok crowd would buy that though?
Yes.
I guess your parents would buy it or whatever.
Yeah.
Is Gruen going to fight Nadeau?
That would be something.
Are they beefing?
They there was a moment in time where they were tweeting about it. Like,
that's very funny.
Would be a very funny fight.
Gruen
said that he had to wait till he had the surgery.
Oh, the
yeah.
The whole
you think
celebrity
Bryce Hall pays that $1 million side bet.
No, because knocked out TKO is different.
Oh, it wasn't technically. Oh, that's bullshit though.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's an interesting business model too, because we've seen it. I've seen it with concerts. We see it with Rough and Rowdy. The promoter's going to get, everyone's like, why don't you do it? Like, I've heard girls will be the next one, like Tana, Mojo.
Oh, shit.
But you really, anybody can throw the fight. You just find, that's a commodity, and the people promote it themselves. Like, so how much money is there for the middleman? No different than Conor,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
That's like the Triller. Like, Jake Paul left Triller. He signed Showtime. He's got a Showtime boxing contract.
Well, that's also because he's trying to be taken like really seriously.
Yeah, right? He is. And he's like, keep moving up.
Everyone else, if you have your own fan base, you can just do it yourself.
Totally. Right?
Yeah.
And unless you're like a Jake Paul, Showtime took a gamble. They're like, well, he better keep winning, because if he loses once, your contract's null and void. Man. Like, no one's going to watch Jake Paul.
The next dude he's fighting looks
Woodley.
Pretty fucking big. Like,
no, he isn't.
No?
No.
Oh.
But he's good.
He's old. He's lost his last four fights, and he hasn't won in like 2 years.
But he's better at boxing striking than Askren.
Right. He is, but Jake is significantly bigger than he is.
Right.
Significantly.
I must have seen somebody else that I don't know. I thought the guy I saw was huge.
That Nate Diaz fight. You have that on there?
Yeah, UFC is next. Now,
Nobody better at losing than Nate Diaz.
He's the greatest of all time.
Do you think Nate Diaz didn't realize how hurt the other guy was, and that's why when he pointed at him and went right after him?
I think he has to realize he's hurt by pointing at him. Like, he was talking shit about how much he
I think if he jumped on him right there, it's done.
For sure.
It's crazy how he just doesn't, like, the fight doesn't start for him until, like, the fourth round.
It doesn't start for his blood. Yeah. Once he tastes his own blood is when he gets going.
I'm so curious to see.
He continues to rise. It's great.
Shout out Spider for that one. I was too tired to get the whole fight, so I FaceTimed him for just the Nate Diaz fight.
Oh, that's smart.
That's funny.
I was laying in bed. I kept on nodding off while I was watching it. I only cared about the Nate Diaz fight.
I'm so curious to see the pay-per-view numbers of those two events. First of all, I don't know why they do them on the same night, but I'm so curious to see. You got to be so frustrated for a UFC guy and, like,
these TikTokers.
The Bryce Hall thing was happening literally right as Nate Diaz was fighting. It was like the juxtaposition of the two, which is unbelievable.
The question is, though, how much crossover do you think there is? I mean, there's definitely some, but
probably,
like,
not a ton.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
it would
not
just
a ton.
Be more shitty that, also, that they
was an
have
MMA card
numbers.
That was it had some big names, but it was that's a pretty heavy MMA. Like, you're not going to get many casual fans.
Well, no, that was a big card for them. Alessandro and Nate Diaz are big names.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still think you got to be, like, really into fighting to.
Well, who do you have for that besides McGregor?
Khabib?
But that's what I mean. Like it's. I don't think it had the same casual.
But there is no MMA guy besides Conor, who's past his prime. But they don't have that name.
Dude, Style Bender, man, when he's slapping that dude's ass, I mean, he just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, the whole it is crazy. I mean, Miami, where the fights were, like, it, LA was there. It's such a different world.
Wait, where I've said
this. LA. I mean, Miami. But it's such a different world from here, where, like, we're kind of. It here. Like, there's Barstool and there's nothing else in the social media world. L.A.,
everybody.
Yeah. Like, everybody. Everybody was there for those fights. It was nuts.
Do you think the TikTok fights did more pay-per-views?
I think significantly, but we'll see.
Because, I mean, you just have, like, 10, 12 big fan bases.
And they're all streaming. There's, like, hundreds of thousands of people at a time.
And if their
all
money
this,
is right. directly tied into any pay-per-view type of shit, if they have contracts like that.
That's crazy. Last fight, Lamar versus Aaron Carter.
This was Friday?
That was this weekend.
Give us credit, if you want to give us credit. That fight was pitched to us like 1,000 times.
I know.
I don't know why those two were linked or why they were fighting, but everybody, like, they wanted us to do that.
To, like, call it?
To do
Rough
and Rowdy
as them as the headlining.
That was some sloppy shit.
Funny, though.
Yeah. It was very funny.
There was, like,
bad blood. Sagging.
What is the...
Yeah.
The 10 punch opening that Aaron came out with. Lamar
is he mad?
What is this? The height difference there? It's got to be preposterous.
It's a significant
foot, right?
Significant.
And Aaron Carter was like, I mean...
He was, like,
recently he was like a full-blown drug addict, like family calling, doing that 5150 and shit.
He was pissed?
No, I feel like he was fighting with bad intentions. He didn't really have any.
6'10 versus 6 foot.
Yeah, like,
that's a Rough and Rowdy special.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. Anything else?
Oh, that soccer player was crazy.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
That was wild.
Yeah.
But he like actually died for a couple. Oh, I guess we have the Islanders. What's up, buddy?
I don't know.
Congrats, Frankie. Could care less, but
feeling good. That's a big to come out. That's a big win
over Boston.
No. Well, yes, but I guess we haven't done a rundown. I meant being the Lightning though, because everyone was like, "All right, congrats on the Bruins, but you're gonna get fucking rocked by Tampa Bay."
NHL playoffs are a fucking battle, man. Yeah.
It's a whole extra season, celebrate every goal like it's overtime game seven. It's an exhausting experience.
Did it feel a little weird? Like I pulled up the stream yesterday and I was like, I feel like they already won their Stanley Cup.
Well, in the Barstool world, that's not. But now you got to reset and realize.
One. Are you regretting that Stu Finer is just part of your life now?
He's actually been great, man. Like,
he really hasn't been too much. But there's no, like, hey, let's relax and, like, calm down.
No,
you know?
He brings the energy, which is great. I mean, he walks into Borelli's and the place goes.
Was it just as busy yesterday for as the no? I couldn't tell. The stream didn't look as busy. Maybe that's just because there wasn't Bruins people.
I think so, Stu
Stu, I was watching the stream, and with like 45 seconds left, like they pulled their goalie, phone. And he's just like, "Where's my phone?"
He handed his phone a minute before that to his son.
And Frankie and Mr. Borelli are like dying because the Lightning keep on like firing shots, and Stu's like, "Anyone see my phone? Anyone see my phone?"
Who is Vegas playing?
The Canadiens, yeah.
The Canadiens, yeah. They're in the West.
Well, it's like different this year. So, like, the all North all played each other, so they have to play the West.
It's all fucked.
The way they decided.
Wait, what?
The hockey divisions have always been whack.
Well, they did this four divisions this year that were like you never played outside of it, so it was just the Canada teams playing themselves.
Oh, because of COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They couldn't come to America. West. So
got it.
So everything's all
now
fucked.
Now they're playing the West well.
So essentially three Eastern Conference teams made the final four.
It's all worked. Like everyone was saying last year was like an asterisk season. This year, same three teams in the final four as last year. Mm-hmm. And in hockey, like it's always going to even itself out. Like,
yeah,
the better teams are just going to make it.
Well, that would be lame, though, an Islanders-Canadians final.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
Lame. Like, Islanders are taking over the country right now.
What are you talking about? They're like America's team.
What?
Like, I think you've just been in Borelli's too much.
People are loving the Islanders right now. Like, they want them to
Like who? Just the people at Borelli's?
I'm not going to give you names. Like, I don't know the names of America.
You should see the people in Nassau. I can tell you
who is they mean with America.
I can tell you unequivocally.
But nobody in like L.A. or Miami gives a fuck about the Islanders.
I can tell you unequivocally, I didn't hear the Islanders mentioned once in the last 2 weeks in Miami. Not once.
They're America's team.
What?
I can see
they're building
hockey
momentum.
Fans probably really respect. And
yeah,
like,
well,
yeah,
I'm not going to talk about
like,
non-hockey fans. We're talking about a hockey team.
I know, right? I can tell you this. People are talking about Vegas and their crowds. They're not talking about the Islanders.
Well, we already put you guys to bed. So it's
well,
like,
I don't could care less. They weren't
you
my
cared
guys.
Very
is there
much
a little
so.
Tension?
Well, I'm a winner right now. Like,
well,
our team is winning.
The Islanders, America's team. Is...
Well, yeah, they're just they're like moving forward. They're dominating every team.
You do sound a little salty here.
It's very salty.
I'm not salty.
It's a classic I lose and I don't care anymore type of mentality.
I just took the Islanders.
It's too early to crowd surf.
You
Rally's
haven't been
shut
you
down.
Haven't left
then we
Long
fucking
Island.
Beat them in six, and it's over.
America's team.
We should make America's team shirts right now.
The America Islanders.
What do you expect me to say? Like that? Like no one cares. I'm on a run right now. The Islanders are on a run.
But they're just not America's team.
Well, like. Teams, people from America that are hockey fans are jumping on the Islander bandwagon.
No, like, that's true. That's like, a fact. They're a likable team.
Like, no one likes the Lightning. They're, like, scumbag losers, like, that everyone hates.
Yes.
And no one, like, the Vegas Golden Knights have, like, just came around. No one's, like, that
I feel
hot
like people like Vegas. They're, like,
but, like everyone
team.
Hates the Canadians. Like, the Islanders are the likable team left. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's just
I would say Montreal's not America's team. I'll give you that.
The Vegas and Lightning, I mean, I don't know.
I'm happy for you.
I just don't know where you're hearing that. I don't think anyone
cares. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing shit.
Where?
It's happening. It's on Twitter. It's on, like, I don't know. Scott Van Pelt's, like, tweeting about it, talking about ESPN. Like, the team has a lot of momentum right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have momentum. They're just not America's team.
All right. I think they are.
They're Long Island's team. They're Borelli's team.
How's Borelli's been?
Oh, it's insane. It's insane. It's a frat party.
It looks awesome.
Is anybody showing up for like a nice dinner and they're like,
no.
What the fuck?
We're telling them. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And my
so
dad's
like, grandma shows up, you're like, lady, just go.
Go,
like,
get out of here.
We had one table sit in the middle. Like, they had like a reservation. It was like 15 people for a graduation party and they didn't know what was going on.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
People are legitimately hanging from like the ceilings.
Yeah.
Like, they're like grabbing onto the lights and swinging. Like, you look out, like, the back room's crazy. The front room's double the size.
Yeah.
So, like, from where the camera is, we're looking out and we're
it's
seeing
even crazy.
People jumping on each
that
other.
That was Elio trying to do me dirty.
Oh, yeah. That was.
He's
saying that you were, like, too big time. For...
Yeah, he's, like, wanting to do the Bruins games at Tony's. I've been in Tony's. The way it's set up, it's, like, you'd have to be right here. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's tough.
And he's like, oh, he forgot.
You big time him?
Yeah, it's like, I'd love to do it there. There's nowhere to do it. Not to mention the fact he's not even close to downtown. I mean, like,
Elio's got the best Twitter game of anyone, though. Like, him just retweeting, like, people being like, thanks, Elio. He just retweets them. Like, but just weird. He's got the Twitter game of, like, a six-year-old. It's awesome. Club No Hedge was hilarious.
Yeah, Club No Hedge was very funny. That was very funny. All right. Anything else?
No, it's good to know that you're a little salty about them.
About the Bruins?
No, I'm more salty. Frankie having a little moment.
Mm-hmm.
To say the Islanders are America's team is ridiculous.
I had my moment. They beat them like last week.
You better beat the Lightning, though.
I need to celebrate a win. Like no
you
one.
I think you celebrated.
Yeah, in Borelli's. I'm just saying. Like, I had to, like. We can't just forget about the Bruins series just because we're on to the Lightning. Like, I
you're
had
salty.
To.
I'm not salty.
You're salty.
Bruins had
salty.
A run.
You're coming across salty.
I mean, the guy, our goalie, had like a torn fucking labrum.
Oh, here we go.
He
salty
did.
And excuses.
Mm. I just don't have their captain.
Who's their captain?
Andrews Lee.
Out the whole year.
Oh, well, the whole year.
Well,
is he coming back?
No.
I thought he skated.
It's like a I'm here with the boys move.
Ah. Boys really are blocked up. Yeah.
All right.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.